That had been a fortnight earlier. By logging onto the hospital system, I'd been able to follow the course of his admission. He'd been started on the steroid dexamethasone and a new antiviral drug and was making a good recovery. The last entry I'd seen expressed the hope that he would be well enough to be discharged the following week. Intensive treatment units filled to capacity make the headlines, but it's just as often the slow, bed-bound recoveries that are placing such immense pressure on the NHS. From the top floor of St John's, looking out over the gathering morning light, it made me happy to think of Mr Dennison convalescing next door, enjoying the same view. If he hadn't been in a red, restricted COVID ward, I would have popped in to say hello. At the vaccine clinic, the nurse on duty, Kirsty, checked my name and date of birth, that I didn't have any allergies, and that I'd read through the information emails from the health board. As she drew up the vaccine from a vial, I caught a flash of looping, cursive script down her forearm. "What have you got there?" I asked. She lifted her arm to give me a better view of her tattoo. "Always look on the bright side of life." "Seems like a good philosophy," I said. She laughed. "It's the only philosophy." The Pfizer BioNTech vaccine comes in vials of 2.5 millilitres, adequate to provide 6 doses of 0.3 millilitres, with a margin for error. A friend of mine who works as a curator for the National Museum of Scotland had asked me if I could secure her an empty vial for the museum's science and health collection. She'd even given me an official letter on museum paper to confirm that I was neither a crank nor a crook. "No way," Kirsty told me. "Even the batch numbers on these have to be redacted. You're not allowed even to take a picture of one." It turned out that black market bootleggers and counterfeiters are so ready to make a profit from the pandemic that the vaccine is kept under 24-hour video surveillance. It was a startling thought to imagine the kind of mind that would seek profit through selling fake vaccines. Kirsty showed me the vial, a plain little glass jar, labelled in black and white, stamped Pfizer BioNTech, and with the all-important batch number. She drew up 0.3 millilitres into a syringe with a fine gauge needle and turned to me. "Left or right arm?" she asked.